This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Now, we'll now once again allow us to express our greetings and our gratitude we ask of you, and to continue to remind you that there exists that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication that has resulted the energy that you have created in this area, in this special this afternoon. And it is quite easy for you to close your eyes and act. Express the intent and enter into what you like to refer to as a meditative state. And in that altered state of consciousness, have that capacity or that opportunity to be involved in that silent communication and telepathic interaction and exchange of information. But of course, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, you exist in this vibrational level through choice. The realities that you experience in this vibrational level are through choices, beliefs and belief systems that you've put in place in various levels of your consciousness. It becomes very difficult many times to grasp that understanding that the reality that you're experiencing is a result of choices and decisions, beliefs and belief systems, if you wish, that you put in place in levels of your consciousness that you may, and particularly in your awakened consciousness state, feel that you have no capacity to influence. And that's what we like to refer to as the between incarnational state. You choose to put in place that limitation, because once again it makes it appear that it's beyond your control. And it makes it appear that the realities that you're experiencing are beyond your capacity to control. And so you look at these realities in many times, question based upon the perception that it's your reality, you begin to question. If it's my reality, and if I create it, then why am I creating this reality? And once again, what you experience in your awakened consciousness state is a validation of beliefs and belief systems, and is not judged as being right or wrong, a good or bad, positive or negative reality. That's a judgment that's a way made in your awakened consciousness state, but from the level from which you create your reality, from which creation exists, there is no such judgment. Right or wrong, good or bad, negative or positive. And so in that level of consciousness in which you put in place the realities, the beliefs that are going to result in the realities that you experience in a particular incarnational period, it's not a judgment as to whether it's right or wrong. And when you're in your so-called awakened consciousness state, you put in place certain beliefs and belief systems that validate that the reality you experience is beyond your control. And so if it's in your genetic makeup, for example, a genetic makeup that at some level of your consciousness in your so-called between incarnational state, you put in place the choices and decisions, you put in place the beliefs and belief systems and the agreements to participate in that reality. Not whether it's right or wrong, not whether it will be desirable or less than desirable, not using that as a guideline or as a blueprint, if you wish, to create this genetic and this DNA profile that you will carry throughout a particular incarnational period and which will absolutely affect the experiences and the day-to-day activities that you experience in that particular incarnational period. But in a DNA, in a genetic profile, that in that altered state of consciousness you put in place through the choices and decisions, and yet in your so-called awakened consciousness state, you absolutely, through beliefs and belief systems, hold in place that validation that it's very difficult for you to alter or to change your DNA or your genetic makeup. Not impossible, but very difficult. And so you enter into this incarnational period bringing with you beliefs and belief systems. And to make it more real, you embed them into your genetic makeup. And as you all know, it's very difficult to alter your genetic makeup. If you are a blue-eyed blonde at 5 feet tall, it's very difficult for you to become a brown-eyed brunette with a dark skin that's 6 feet tall. The genetic makeup that you bring in, and it carries with it as well other aspects of experiences that will develop throughout a particular incarnational period. Your choice, absolutely. Your choice to experience that particular incarnational period, bringing into reality, if you wish, bringing into the creation of a genetic blueprint and DNA that influences your entire existence in a particular incarnational period. We're not suggesting that it's impossible for you to alter a DNA makeup, however very difficult. If you put it in place at a level of consciousness that you, in your awakened consciousness state, believe that you do not have access to, that you have put in place the so-called electromagnetic type of energy, the veil that we speak about, that exists through various levels of your consciousness, it makes it very difficult for you to comprehend and to connect with that level of consciousness from which you create your reality. Your choice to put it in place, absolutely. And so you go through this particular incarnational period bringing with you that genetic blueprint and that DNA makeup that influences your entire existence from a physical perspective. And you experience realities that are a direct impact, if you wish, from that genetic makeup and DNA profile that influence your entire day-to-day activities. Now, once again, it's not difficult to understand that you have this genetic makeup and this DNA blueprint. It is, however, difficult for you to alter. Not impossible, but difficult for you to alter from various levels of your consciousness that exist on this side of what we refer to as that between incarnational state of consciousness, when you're in your dream state or in your meditative state, and particularly in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Very difficult for you to alter your genetic makeup or your DNA. Not impossible, but very difficult. Now, when you're in your so-called awakened consciousness state, experience someone who seemingly has an alteration in their day-to-day activity or reality that you look upon as being positive and contains with it an element of being and defying explanation, then you have a tendency to look upon that as being some type of a miracle or a miraculous occurrence. When that occurrence is such that an entity experiences what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as being a positive or a very desirable reality, then once again, you look upon that in your awakened consciousness, that is being some type of a miraculous occurrence that defies explanation. However, when someone is involved in your so-called awakened consciousness state and experiences what you in your awakened consciousness state would be term as a negative experience that occurs as rapidly as your so-called positive experience, as the miraculous experience, that as similar to the miraculous experience defies an explanation, you don't look upon that as being miraculous, but rather as some type of a disaster or catastrophe. In your so-called awakened consciousness state, you view one as positive, the other as negative. Same type of occurrences, defying explanation, and yet when you look upon as being desirable and therefore some type of a miracle, the other you look upon as being not so desirable and though therefore some type of a disaster. From the level of consciousness from which you create your reality, there is no such judgment. From the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, all of those particular creations are viewed as being positive, as an absolute validation of your beliefs and belief systems, and the stock of consciousness that you are, that is responsible for the creation of that reality, rejoices in the creation process. That becomes a very difficult concept to grasp in your awakened consciousness state. It becomes very difficult to grasp that you are somehow in control of this reality, that it's your creation, and yet in your awakened consciousness state, you have difficulty controlling it. Your choice. You, as individuals, as entities in this vibrational level, chose to put in place those limitations of the understanding of the process that you utilize to create this reality. Your choice. And yet at the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, you understand absolutely how you create it, the process that you utilize to create it. You simply choose in your awakened consciousness state to put in place what we like to refer to as the veil or an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity in your awakened consciousness state and through various other levels of consciousness that you experience in this vibrational level, to have a deep understanding of who and what you truly are, to have a deep understanding and a connection with the process that you utilize to create this reality. And so in your awakened consciousness state, it appears to be beyond your control. And it seems like in your awakened consciousness state, the more negative that you perceive a particular reality to be, the less desirable that you perceive it to be, the more you feel that it's beyond your control. If it's a positive reality, if it's something that you enjoy being involved in or participating in, then you can look back at all of the various steps that you took to accomplish that, and you can accept the responsibility. Oh, yeah, I'm enjoying this because I chose to be involved. However, once again, if it's not so positive, then it's much more difficult to accept that it's as well, as a result of choices, decisions, beliefs and belief systems that you have put in place in various levels of consciousness, including some that you have difficulty accessing while you exist in the so-called incarnational period in an awakened consciousness state, in a meditative state or in a dream state as well. Very difficult. However, once again, as we have suggested, you cannot fail to come to that understanding of the process that you utilize to create your reality. You cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You're on a no-fail journey that you choose to participate in. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you. Interesting that we have no questions. Very interesting. Very, in your terms, in belief in time and space, a very rare occurrence that you have no questions. Either we have done a very good job of explaining or a very poor job of explaining. It's important to remember that you exist in this reality by choice. It's important to remember that beliefs and belief systems are as well your choice. And it's not a right or wrong other than what you believe in your so-called awakened consciousness state. If you choose to believe that you are not in control, then you will have all types of realities that validate that belief. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's important as well to understand that there's not a right or wrong way here. You can't fail at this. It's not a right or wrong. It allows you to experience realities based upon the beliefs and belief systems that you choose to hold. So as well, if you believe that there is an entity that is creating and influencing your reality, there's nothing wrong with that. It's not a wrong and it's not a right concept. It's a belief that you have the opportunity to hold and to believe in. It's an opportunity for you to experience a reality based upon that belief and belief system. So if you believe that there's an entity that has an influence upon your reality, then you shall experience all types of reality and creations that appear that some entity is creating and controlling or manipulating or assisting you in the reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities. Nothing wrong with that. Absolutely not. It can be a very enjoyable experience. Absolutely. We're suggesting that it's your creation. That if there's an entity that appears to be influencing your reality, that entity is your creation. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. This is not a right or wrong concept. You cannot say it. It fits within your societal belief systems. It's accepted by your society. It follows the so-called rules and regulations that you put out. It allows you to exist and to experience very fulfilling lifestyles, very fulfilling interactions and experiences. And there's nothing wrong with that. This is not a right or wrong. On the other hand, if you choose to believe that you are absolutely in control and there are no guides or other entities that are influencing your reality, that are guiding you, that is perfectly all right as well. That's not right or wrong either. It's your choice. It's not something that you will be judged upon that you made a mistake. Now, of course, unless you wish to believe that as you leave this incarnational period, you will experience some type of judgment, you can have that. It's not right or wrong. But, as we have suggested, when you cross over that line, when you enter into that called between incarnational state, it becomes very difficult to perpetuate those types of beliefs and belief systems and those realities. Not impossible. We're suggesting that if you believe that there will be some type of judgment made upon your activities when you cross over, if you wish to enter across that line of consciousness into the between incarnational state, that you have the opportunity to experience that. Absolutely. And to experience perhaps even very strong emotional feelings regarded upon that particular type of judgment that you desire to experience. It just becomes more difficult for you to perpetuate the illusionary reality. The illusionary reality that you create on this side of that so-called line that crosses between the incarnational state and the real live state. This reality that you experience, however, can seem very real. Because you put in place the limitations to understand the creation process, and it is as a result of it seeming very real, you can experience all types of emotions and feelings. And if you choose to believe that there will be some type of judgment that will be passed, then you can experience in this so-called conscious state all types of realities to validate that belief and belief system. It's not right or wrong. Absolutely not. But it is indeed a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. When you have thy so-called human rights begin to run into your greatest difficulties, it occurs many times when individuals in their awakened consciousness state hold these particular belief systems, and not only hold those particular belief systems, but also hold the belief system that others who do not hold a similar belief system are somehow wrong. And when you have that type of beliefs and belief systems in your reality, then you create the reality that you find less than desirable. It results in all types of conflict as one attempts to enforce what they absolutely believe to be a true belief system on another entity or group of entities who also hold what they similarly believe to be an absolute positive belief system, and yet the two belief systems are opposite. And when that occurs, and one intends to impose that belief system on another, you end up with the conflict that you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. What becomes very difficult to grasp is that at some level of your consciousness, you agree to participate in that activity. At some level of your consciousness, you agree to put in place those types of belief systems and limitations on belief systems. You have entered into what we refer to as the New Age and New Energy. And in this so-called New Age and New Energy, which in all simplicity is simply an alteration, a very subtle alteration of the energy that you utilize to create this vibrational level, but as a result of that alteration in that energy, you have created a vibrational level where it's possible for entities who have existed and continue to exist in your so-called belief in time and space, in various incarnational periods in this particular vibrational level, to have the capacity to enter into what you would refer to as a new incarnational state and bring with them an understanding that they, at some level, are the absolute creators of their reality. And while they may have difficulty in their so-called awakened consciousness state to give an explanation of how it is that they know or what it is that they believe, nonetheless, there will be many activities that they are involved in, many creations that they are involved in, that will seem to be almost beyond comprehension, because they have brought in with them the belief and understanding that they create their reality. And it's not a case of asking for it to be created, but rather a case of understanding that it's theirs to possess, to own, as a belief in a belief system, and to consequently experience it in their awakened consciousness state. Many of these so-called new entities that your so-called new agers like to refer to as the indigo children will bring with them that understanding at some level of their consciousness that they have but to believe and that they can create the reality that they desire. However, they will not necessarily, based upon your current belief system, bring an end to this conflict that you choose to be involved in at the level of consciousness where you agree to hold conflicting beliefs and belief systems. And in fact, it may be, in some cases, entirely the opposite, where there could be, based upon your current belief systems, an even more dramatic type of conflict and interaction. However, again, based upon your current belief systems, based upon what you as entities existing within this vibrational level, at other levels of your consciousness, in the so-called now, if you wish, are experiencing and creating, is the capacity for the so-called next generation to come into this particular reality in your awakened consciousness state and bring with them not only this understanding of this new age concept that it's possible for you to own a particular reality as opposed to attempting to achieve it or to have it given to you or to ask for it, but rather to own it. Not only to bring in that concept, but also to bring in the understanding that they are entirely responsible for that creation process and that they've created from a position of absolute unconditional love. And they bring that understanding in to actually own it in their so-called awakened consciousness state. And as a result of owning it in that awakened consciousness state, they understand as well that other entities existing in your so-called earth system also own it in their so-called awakened consciousness state, are also responsible for that creation process from a position of absolute unconditional love. And when that understanding is aware that's in the so-called awakened consciousness state, then you will enter into what we like to refer to as the generation of the peacemakers. Not that there won't be differences in opinions, not that there won't be differences in belief systems, but an understanding that those differences are based upon choices and decisions come from the same level of creation, from that same basic creation spot that we like to refer to as the position of absolute unconditional love. And as a result of that understanding, as a result of understanding in the awakened consciousness state, that not only is their creation from a position of absolute unconditional love, but every entity that exists within your vibrational level also creates from a position of absolutely unconditional love. And as a result of entities holding that understanding, owning it, if you wish, in their awakened consciousness state, then you have the capacity, once again, to enter into what we refer to as the generation of the peacemaker. And only from the understanding and the acceptance that each of you creates your reality from a position of absolute unconditional love, is it possible for you to achieve that state of the peacekeepers, of what you refer to as global peace. And in that state, based upon your current belief systems, you will look upon it as a situation of the capacity to interact and to create in a manner, once again, that's been very difficult for you to accomplish in your so-called past. You are all that is, each of you. You create your reality from a position of absolute unconditional love, each of you, regardless of what may be seemingly differences in that reality creation that you experience in your day-to-day activities. You nonetheless create it from exactly the same position of absolute unconditional love, and each of you absolutely cannot fail to come to that understanding. And each of you, should you choose to, has capacity and the opportunity to participate in the creation process that we refer to as the generation of the peacekeepers. You cannot fail. You exist by choice, and you create your own reality. The rest is an illusion. An illusion that is only limited by your imagination. Now, once again, we would like to express our gratitude to each of you for allowing us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. For us, it is indeed a very enjoyable interaction, and we absolutely are grateful for the opportunity to participate. And so we would remind you that we are once again not separated by time or space, and should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so until the next time that you offer us this opportunity, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.